on the inside. She got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
We are on part two of my influencer series. What? I got the two Ashleys joining me today, Ashley Houston and Ashley Wilson. Their blogs are, Ashley Houston is NashvilleWifestyles.com, and Ashley Wilson, big announcement, is rebranding. Her blog is Bows and Ashley, B-E-A-U-S and Ashley, because this is about her boys and her. So these two Ashleys are incredible. They're moms. They each have two kids, and they're bloggers. They're lifestyle experts, and they are so real, so authentic. They're sharing all their tricks and tips. You guys, this is a great episode, especially if you're wanting to get into blogging, and if you're a mom, how to balance it all. This is the episode for you. It gets crazy. It's real life. It's called Get Real. So we have tons of stuff going on, like babies crying, people coming to the house, like interruptions galore. But y'all, this is real life. And we are showing you how it is done in real life. So get excited. Here is Ashley Houston and Ashley Wilson. Oh my goodness.
Hey.
I'm with my two favorite Ashleys. We got Ashley Wilson and Ashley Houston.
Houston.
Not
Houston.
Houston.
Yes, my father-in-law would be really unhappy.
Houston.
I said Houston. Houston.
Ashley Houston. Okay.
Yes.
And not only are you guys beautiful inside and out.
Thank you.
You're incredible mothers. We have a baby here with us today.
Always a baby in this group.
Wilder is Ashley Wilson's youngest, and we're just doing a little milk bottle right now. Bottle service.
Buddy.
Also incredible bloggers. Thanks. So we gotta talk about
everything. Okay. Chat it out.
Okay, first off, where are y'all from? How did you get into fashion? What was your upbringing like?
Go Ashley.
All right. I'm from Kingsport, Tennessee, which is Northeast Tennessee. And I already forgot the rest of your question.
Okay, so what was your upbringing like, and how did you get into fashion?
Upbringing, like...
Like, how did you grow up? Were you like...
I was like, are we trying to get deep over here? Okay. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Go deep real fast.
Go deep.
Yeah.
Like, were you like a nature girl?
I was pretty much a tomboy. Okay. Yeah, up until middle school. And then I basically had to choose between, like, cheerleading and... basketball.
Was that a tough choice?
It was, because I wanted to be popular, so I chose cheerleading.
But you really loved basketball the most?
Yeah.
What position did you play?
I don't remember. That was so long
ago. You were probably point guard. You were fast, I bet.
I was pretty fast. Yeah. So I was a sprinter also in school.
So you chose cheerleading. Okay.
So I chose cheerleading.
Were you happy with that choice?
Yeah. I love cheerleading, actually. Yeah. Okay. And I cheered all through school and in college, and then I didn't cheer anymore.
You cheered in college?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for one year? In college?
It was pretty chill. It was like a really chill college. Okay. So, and that's why I stopped cheering, because I was a competitive cheerleader.
Dang,
and like did stunts. Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
And they didn't really do that. They didn't even do like stunts, period. And I was like,
danger?
Okay, I'm not there to like actually cheer. So I wanted to do like the stunts. So I quit. And then I moved here when I was 26.
Okay, now what brought you to Nashville?
Honestly, I just needed a change.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nashville's close and also a great city.
Yeah, and I had a friend that had moved here, and I didn't know anyone here, and I just, like, packed my stuff up. My lease was up in, like, 3 weeks, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move. And so I put all my stuff in storage, and I came here and stayed with her until I found a job and a place to stay. I was, but, like, that's... I'm not like a sporadic person. I'm a planner. I'm very, really anal. So that was really out of my element for me to do that.
How did you get the sensation that this is what you're supposed to do? I just interviewed Shaylee the other day. She's like, I'd never been to Nashville, but I just knew I had to go there.
I hadn't either, actually. I don't know. I think honestly, probably partially because it was the closest big city was a big factor in it. But I just always, you know, I grew up in a really small town. So, like, I always just knew I wasn't meant to be in a small town. And nothing against small towns, but I just knew that that wasn't me. Yeah. And I was like, I've got to get out of here. And I knew if I didn't do it right then, like, on a whim, that I wouldn't do it.
Totally get that.
So, I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I just did it. And it was, like, I mean, clearly the best decision I ever made because, like, I love life. But I also, like, reconnected with my husband who I knew we're from the same town, actually.
He's from your town? Mm-hmm. Your small town?
Mm-hmm. My best friend babysat for his family.
Stop.
Yeah.
So you grew up with your husband?
I did, but I didn't know him. Like, I knew him because my best friend babysat for his family. But his family was, like, rich in small town, and mine was not. And I went to, like, the county school, and he went to the city school, so he was, like,
he was, like, big deal.
Fancier than me. Yeah, he lived in the nice neighborhood. I lived in, like, I mean, not that I was poor by any means, right. But, like, we were just different. But my best friend babysat for his family, and so I stayed in his house before when he was out of town. But he's also younger than me, and so we talked about this the other night. Yeah, and so I would never talk to him, you know? Yeah, that's
not a Puma.
No.
Like 5 years or under.
Yeah, I call myself a Puma also, but he looks older than me, but he's actually...
You look fine, girl.
He's actually younger, though. And so, yeah, we reconnected.
Wilder, who is...
This is my other boyfriend.
Ashley Wilson's little boy is just staring at Ashley Houston with loving eyes.
He, like, loves me so much.
He's crushing. Hey, he's got good taste. Crush.
Like, for real, when I brought her dinner a few weeks ago and I was, like, holding him for her, he looked at me like this the whole time, like...
So lovely.
And I was like, can I take him?
See, not even that. Like, you brought her dinner weeks ago. That is so great. Y'all are not only, like, beautiful people, awesome moms, but, like, incredible bloggers, but your friends that support each other. And that is something that I have loved. This influencer series has been such a treat because I don't know how I got to fall into this group because y'all are so much more advanced, cooler, awesome than me is with social media influencing in that world. But I have loved getting to know you guys because not only are you talented, y'all all are so supportive and this whole group is so kind to each other. And that isn't always the case in blogger world.
No, it's not.
It's really not. And I didn't realize that until we are part of a Facebook group with other bloggers and they just talk about how competitive in each little niche market it can be and how it's a little cutthroat. But Nashville has a really great communal vibe with bloggers and everyone's kind and encouraging, and it's the way to be. There's room for it is saturated, but there's still room for everyone.
Yeah,
there really is, and I think that's what people don't understand. Like, Ashley and I are kind of similar in our niche, if you say that correctly.
I say it
but
wrong.
Like
niche.
Yeah, I never know if I'm saying
niche.
That correctly, but but I never feel competitive with Ashley ever.
Even though, like, we sort of have a similar.
Yeah,
vibe.
I mean, heck, we have the same name.
Yeah. But, like, we are both mom bloggers.
But yeah, we're both mom, fashion, lifestyle bloggers, and she has two boys. I have two girls. Like, it's kind of like plays off each other. Mm-hmm. But, like, I never ever, like, if anything, I feel like I'll be like, oh, I'm working with this brand. Do you want this contact? Like, I think it would be a good fit for you too. And I feel like we help each other a lot. And, like, not only do I not feel competitive, but I feel like we, like,
grow off
of each other.
Yeah.
Like,
why do you think so many people don't catch that memo?
I think insecurity.
It's an easy world to be competitive in. It's very, especially when you're in fashion and home decor and all these things, it's easy to be keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah. It's easy to play the numbers game to see, oh, she has so many thousand. Now she's grown to this many thousand. It's very, very easy to be competitive.
And then you're like, why am I not growing like this?
It's just, all the time. But it's just as easy to be kind and encouraging. It's just a mindset. And you just have to focus on it. But some people just don't see that. Yeah.
And they just want it all. When really, actually trying to have
you
it all,
get
they
it
should
all.
Have less, though.
Yeah, it really does. So basically, like, every time that you are friends with somebody and you're encouraging them and you're helping them, not only are you, you know, building a relationship and helping each other, but you can siphon their audience. So if she has a similar audience to me, yes, it is competitive, but we have the same demographic as our audience, so I can siphon that from her and she can siphon mine and it helps them along.
Oh, yeah.
It's much
I feel like people shouldn't be as competitive in the sense that, like, and I'm not going to lie and say that I don't feel that way sometimes, right. Meaning, like, if I see someone growing or that got a good brand deal, I'm not like, oh my God, and I am happy for them, but sometimes I'm like, why didn't I get that? Or why am I not growing like that? Like, that's just human nature.
Right.
But it's just the way you handle that, I feel like, that defines your character.
Totally.
But touching on what she said, like, 100%, like, her success is my success, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, and my success is her success, because if she grows, that's technically helping me, and if I grow, that's helping her.
Y'all already
so
help each other.
That's why, like, I think it's so good to build your friends up, because Like, you're helping each other.
And also, how much fun is it to hang out with everyone?
Yeah.
Way more fun when everyone's in the same playing field. And also, you are who your best friends are and who you surround yourself with. So if you surround yourself with successful people that are positive and happy and doing big things, then that's what you're destined to do as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so Ashley Wilson, tell me a little bit about your upbringing and how you got to Nashville.
You may take it. So... do you want to go to your girlfriend?
Oh my gosh, Wilder.
Oh my gosh. You can concentrate on talking.
So I grew up outside of St. Louis in a small farm town, very small town, same as Ash. And the only thing to really do is focus on sports or dance or something like that. So I put all my energy into dance and cheer and competitive gymnastics.
So you both are cheerleaders too. Yes. Y'all are really similar.
I know.
Oh yeah.
You really are so similar.
It's so funny, really. But no one was really into fashion. My parents did not understand it at all. And they would give me, you know, a budget for Christmas or whatever it was, or pick out a present for something. And my sister would get 50 different things and items, and I just always had it in me. I just wanted that one designer piece, and I was perfectly content with my one little thing compared to her 50. It just was part of me.
You wanted, like, quality always.
Yeah, always. And my grandmother was an artist. She's very artistic, and she is my inspiration. I love her, and she would always take me shopping. She kind of was a dress designer for a while and, like, did some sewing, and so I really kind of got that from her. And then as far as, like, the blogging thing, I was always part of a team. So I was always like
a cheer team.
A cheer team.
Teams are gymnastics. Fun.
Yeah,
I love being
always.
On teams.
Same. I danced in college. And so I danced in college, NBA, NFL. So I was on a team with other women that were always built in friends, built in teammates.
So it was always a good experience.
Yeah, for me it was. Yeah. But I was like that my whole life. And so when I moved to be with my husband, I was not part of a team anymore.
Like, where's
and
my
I
team?
Really,
where's
really,
my coffee?
I know, where's my team at? And I really miss that feeling, like, of community and, like, of, you know, just a built-in little family, second family. And so whenever I tried several different things in fashion, I did styling. I actually, Bow and Arrow Nashville was the name of the boutique that I was going to start with my girlfriend. And she ended up starting a successful men's store called Ruckel and Ryan.
Just went there yesterday.
You did?
Michael is one of his favorite clothes.
He loves it.
Ruckel and Ryan.
It's awesome. Yeah, so
great.
She decided to take that route, and then I decided to kind of go in the blogger influencer space.
Sorry.
And then I became part of a team again, and part of like a communal vibe with other women that can help each other. And I really
How did this
love
team
that.
Form? Like, how did y'all? Like, how did the two Ashleys meet?
Okay, so how did it form?
Oh, you know, so it's like weird because I feel like you just follow people because you want to support them and they're like in Nashville and you, so I think we just followed each other for, when I very first started blogging, like, because I think Ashley was already blogging. So like I would find people that kind of had blogged in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And then, so my best friend Jessica and I went to.
And that's Jess Southern.
Yes.
She's awesome.
I was pregnant and Ashley had just had a baby. George.
Oh, yeah.
So we alternated our pregnancies, basically. And so she had just had her baby. I followed her on social media. She followed me. And I don't know if you even remember this.
I don't
remember
this.
I don't even think we physically met. But then I messaged you after. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even realize that was you. So, anyways, I went to San Anejo before my husband's event. Yeah. And with Jessica. And then we ran into Mallory. And, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I
so we ran into... ran into Mallory in the bathroom, and I knew Mallory, but Jessica did it, and then...
And that's before Mallory started doing any of this, too, probably.
She was doing
she
it
was
already, yeah. And
yeah,
so
okay.
She was, like, talking to Jessica, because Jessica is, like, a makeup goddess, and
yes.
She was like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with you. And Jessica was like, hey, and so that's how they met, actually, too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so Ashley wasn't there yet. But so she was, I was like, yeah, I was going to go to that event upstairs, but like, I can't. And she's like, just go for a second. It was like a boot event or something. And I walk upstairs and Ashley was sitting at this table. I literally feel like I'm telling a love story right now. This is hilarious.
I like it.
And Ashley was sitting at the table. And I remember I kept looking at her and being like, God, I know that girl from somewhere, but I couldn't like place how I knew her social media because I never actually met her in person.
It's like
and,
I know anything about you,
yeah.
But I've never met
well, so
never actually met.
I just kept like looking at her like a creeper because I was like, oh, I can't figure out how I know her. And anyways, we were just there briefly, and then Jessica and I went to Matt's event. But I'm not trying to give him to you, but you can. Like, I was like, he's bouncing.
And that's your husband and also an event planner. Or not an event planner.
No, he used to be. No, he was nominated for like something for Nashville.
Your personality is a...
It was like man of the year or something like that. But I messaged Ashley and I was like, hey, I didn't want you to think I was being rude because I didn't say hi, but like I couldn't figure...
Yeah, I was like, it's okay.
But I was like, but I think that I saw you at this event and da, da, da. And then she wrote me back and she was like, oh my God, yeah, I didn't know. Anyways, it was just like that. And then we would like started like commenting on each other's stuff. And
George too.
And she looked amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Both of you mamas look like you've never had children and y'all both had two. And I'm like over here.
I'm like, you're crazy.
I'm not, but I have had no babies. And I'm like, y'all look like your swimsuit models. So I gotta figure out how you do that. Okay, so that started in Lester. What year was that?
2016?
Yeah,
2016. Oh, so that was recently.
Actually, it was April of 2000. No, it was April or May.
Oh, Ash, I'm so impressed.
This is like marked time for Ashley. I love this. Yeah. I mean, listen, I remember when I was with both of y'all, so I mean, I feel like
I love it. But then quickly after that, we've been together like a lot because we used to live...
Well, We lived really close minutes. Together. We still kind of do though. Yeah. But like,
the same age.
Yeah, we just had a lot in common.
It's so much more fun to hang out with a friend when you're commenting
and walking. I mean, I love my other friends, don't get me wrong, but like, it's just different when your friend has kids and they understand. And it's also different when they do the same thing that you do. So totally.
You're interested in all the same stuff.
We're in the same season.
Yeah, and we just, mm-hmm. I mean, it came to like at first like texting each other about like work stuff.
Yeah.
And then it just like evolved, I feel like, because we just had so much in common. Like,
so tell me how y'all decided separately to start a blog. Like, how did you realize like, that fashion and lifestyle blogging is my passion? Because I'm all about people finding their passions and following their calling and like just living their life in a way where you can make money doing what you love.
Yeah,
right.
Because that's the only way to live. Yeah, and y'all have figured out a way to be moms, to fulfill your passion, mm-hmm. and then have this great community. So how did you, but you probably didn't know all that was going to happen when you started your blog.
I definitely didn't know it was going to happen. So whenever I first started this, I was just looking. I was kind of lost a little bit of what to do.
And that's a normal feeling that I like to talk about because so many people are lost. Like, after you graduate college or, like, you're in those 20s, you don't know what to do and you feel, like, stressed out and, like, your life is over. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Am I ever going to find purpose? Mm-hmm. It's a really normal feeling. Wilder understands. He's like, Mom, I got you, girl.
He has learned his voice.
So I was doing some styling and working in and out of a couple boutiques just a little bit, but I was trying to find something where I could still, this is pre-baby, which was not very long ago, but I had two in 2 years, but
14 months apart.
Oh yeah. So I was looking for something where I could still travel with Trey and still...
And your husband's in the music industry. He's a manager.
He is, yeah.
He's awesome.
He is pretty awesome. Well, his baby band, his main one is Blackberry Smoke.
That's his like heart and soul.
Michael, your husband, used to open for it back in the day, which is such a small world.
And now we're all hanging out again.
Yeah, so now he's got some other new clients, and it's crazy, but that's that was our
story. Here or there. Yeah. So you're traveling with him.
So I was traveling with him all the time, and... I still wanted to travel, but I needed something for myself. And in Nashville, I really only knew people in the music scene through Trey. I didn't really have my own friends necessarily, mm-hmm. my own friend circle. And I was just really craving that. So my friend Brittany and I did want to open a boutique. And we were really, I mean, we had the business plan. We had a realtor. We were trying to find a space, doing the whole nine yards. It just wasn't working. It was like square peg, round hole. It just wasn't quite working.
And when you feel that, explain that feeling, because I've had that happen to me many times in my life where I'm presented with this incredible opportunity, but yet it's just not coming together. There's resistance where you could push through and make it happen, but in your gut, you know that it's not the right path.
It was just a gut feeling. It was just a gut feeling, and I'm all about going with my gut feeling.
Even if it's risky,
completely. And I still sometimes like, what if that would have worked? But this was pre-pregnancy, and I became pregnant right after this happened, so it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could be in a store. I like to be a hands-on mom. I like to be home with my kids. I like to not miss a moment with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I could be in a store all the time and be happy with that decision.
Right.
Some people would be great at that. It just wasn't a match. So I followed a bunch of fashion bloggers, and I was just like, this is the gig. I mean, this is fun. So I started as just truly just fashion blogging. Just mm-hmm. here's an outfit, here's why I like this outfit. And it was just kind of a, and it still didn't feel quite right.
Right.
It wasn't.
But you're getting
quite,
closer. You're honing it in.
I was honing it in. I was getting that niche and like honing it on.
This is how people find their passion. You start in a field that you think you like, and then you just start whittling it down and trying it out.
1,000%.
It's like that's how you learn what you're supposed to do.
And I was going from the styling, and I'm still styling too, but it was like taking that styling and putting it into this artistic form of photography and fashion and everything. So I liked that, but then I had George, and I kind of took a 6-month break. And didn't really, I just spent all my time with him. I didn't really do it, and I didn't really feel right just doing fashion with George too.
Right.
So now I've kind of developed and evolved into this more omnipresent space where it's home decor, it's mom life, it's fashion, it's everything that's part of my life, and it's just kind of, it's essentially monetizing where did you get that shirt? Yeah. Where did you get that recipe? It's just kind of monetizing your life and making it a brand. And for me, that just makes perfect sense because I get to keep all my moments with these precious boys, but then I also get to do something for myself that kind of curating artistic content and also providing a service for people for inspiration. And it just all kind of fits.
Tell me about this new brand. Tell me about your new brand.
Okay,
and so how you set your new brand.
For anybody that's looking to start a business, really do your research on branding, because I just kind of changed my name, A Bow and Arrow Nashville, which was the boutique, and we had saved the URL and the Instagram and the Facebook from the boutique, and I just changed it into the to the blog. Mm-hmm. But really, it wasn't paralleling where my life was. It was made for the boutique, and it just wasn't quite making as much sense anymore. So I decided to change it to Bose and Ashley, Bose being my boys and my husband, and then that being more of where my life is now. So I think that when you brand, and also I didn't realize that there were so many bow and arrows. So I thought about just changing it to bow and arrow and dropping the Nashville because it's truly bigger than just Nashville.
Right.
And side note, whenever you're doing a business, act like it's going to be the biggest thing in the world. And it will, one, it will be, because I believe in the power of manifesting those thoughts and positive thinking. But two, you really need to have your brand, your everything set up as if it were going to be a multi-million dollar.
So tell me those things that you need to set up. For someone who's wanting to brand, and chime in too with this, like what do you need?
Look into the name and make sure that it's unique. No one else has it. So there's so many bow and arrows. There's event planning companies. There's other blogs. There's boutiques. There's just tons and tons of other bow and arrows. So for me, I had to switch it because I needed something that was unique and paralleled with my life better.
Right.
So for me, they're such a big part of it. He's a jumper.
He is.
That Bose and my boys are the biggest part of my life.
Bose
and I wanted
and
it to
Ashley.
Be a part of it. So when you're looking, make sure that the URL is available, the Facebook's available, the Instagram's available, and it's unique and it's on brand with what you're wanting to accomplish.
Okay. So you more
you
for just fashion to like who you are.
Right.
I am sweating right now.
And it's a strange thing for your brand to be your life. And it's a crazy thing, but it works in a weird way.
Well, especially new moms too, wives and new mothers, because I feel like so many new moms, they don't have the time to go spend to figure out all the fashion. Unless that's like your job or your interest.
Right.
Like it's just too much energy to have to figure out the home decor, to figure out the fashion, to do all that stuff. So you'd rather identify
somebody
people
else do the work.
That you love and relate to and just be like, okay, this is my girl.
Well, and you trust. That's
yes.
another thing.
Yeah, building trust is the biggest.
Like I,
and talk about
and
that.
I, and Ashley, same thing. But like I don't
trust.
Recommend something that I haven't either used myself or that I have been wanting to use. Like I don't just
do it for
I don't
free.
Just take a paycheck.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't do free.
Like yeah. Actually, I'm gonna talk about all that too. Tell me how you started your blog.
Okay. So
and the biggest things that you encourage people in starting a blog.
I'm actually doing a 3-part series blog on that.
Sorry,
the first one, you're good, is how to start a blog, and then the second one is how to monetize it. And the third one is. And then the second one is how to grow your following.
So. Okay, so let's talk about how you started your blog and then all three of those points.
Well, I'll give you summaries, but you have to go to the blog.
Okay,
first.
Yes, yes.
but yeah, so the I lost my train of thought.
So I kind of had,
and I'm just going to be honest, a little bit of a following already just because of Jessica.
Jess Southern, her name's Jess Southern. She's on Jesse Jane Decker's show on E.
Yeah. So and she's a bomb celebrity makeup artist. Mm-hmm. But she built that even, you know, before the TV show. But yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah, because people do that because they cycle off each other.
Yep.
So I had, maybe like 3,000 followers, which is pretty good for a regular person. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I had people message me all the time and be like, how do you do your makeup? Or just stuff like, because I love, mine's more makeup and beauty and hair than fashion. I do love fashion, but I wouldn't say that's like my number one thing because I live in yoga pants. But I love to get dressed up. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But mine was mainly makeup. And I'm not a makeup artist, but I feel like I'm really good at makeup. Yeah. And I really research it a lot too, though. Like, it wasn't just like it came to me. Like, I would read magazines. Yeah. Like, I would just rip pages out of magazines and I would make file folders.
Yeah.
And I'm crazy like that. Like, about recipes, about makeup, hair, skincare, all of that. And I thought that was a doorbell.
I think it is.
Oh, is it?
Who's here?
Who's here?
Oh, well, this is a fun little segue because it's actually Ashley Wilson's photographer. And another thing people don't realize is all these pictures that look so good, a lot of times a real professional on Instagram.
Yeah, well, and
a real professional photographer is taking them.
Well, and that's, okay, I'm going to touch on that too. Remind me to touch on
that. Okay, we're going
to
touch on that.
Okay, and so, is it Chelsea?
We got a party going on in here.
Sorry, this is real life.
No, this is real life. That's why it's called Get Real.
Is it Chelsea?
No, this is Celine.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
She's going to take a
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet y'all.
Okay, so continue.
So, yeah, so I had a bunch of people message me, ask me questions, and I would always answer them just because I felt, you know, like I should. And I was like, what? And then I kind of, touching on what Ashley said, I would see this because it was new, I guess, semi-new then. And I was like, why don't I just monetize this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm already answering these questions.
For nothing.
I'm already telling these people what skincare to buy. And I mean, and so let me just first off say that to start a blog, it takes a lot of work. I don't know why I'm looking at the camera because it's not even in.
How do you start a blog?
People don't realize.
I think a lot of people, and that's like the number one question that I get is, how do you start a blog? And I'm like, okay, this number is not one. Just me answering you in an Instagram message.
Right.
Like, this is a lot. So, and it's way too much for me to even go into right
what
now.
What are some
but,
highlights of starting a blog that you need to know?
I mean, touching on what Ashley said, your name is very important. So, like, that took me the longest time, was figuring out my name. And then, you know, your website, finding who's going to host your website, finding out. I mean, I literally taught myself everything. I didn't hire anyone to do my website. I coded everything myself.
Wow.
So, and I'm
YouTube,
not a
Google.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not a tech person. Yeah, I watched a lot of tutorials. Yeah. And I spent a lot of time on that before I actually went live with my blog. And so basically you have to build up your website first before you can like start posting stuff on
it
and make sure. And like the theme, like what it looks like. Not just having a website, like making it look aesthetically nice. And so then after all of that, then I went live with it. And then
Now we got Georgie. We got boy number two, bug number two.
Hey, can you go upstairs to the playroom?
Oh, he just saw the camera
Georgie
and literally looked at it and goes.
Are you a little show off?
Yeah, Georgie. He's got all sorts of skills.
Will you go upstairs, please?
See, this is real life. This is why these are boss babes right now. This is
we
this
definitely
is
juggle.
We juggle. It's a lot of patience. And a lot of hard work.
And
every single day.
And you just have to be okay with it all.
Ashley laughs because every time I come over here without my kids, because usually I come over here without them, she's like, you thought you were escaping your kids. But
there's
you're
no
helping.
There's no escape.
But
okay, so back to blogging.
Okay.
You like make sure the name works aesthetically.
You gotta get the website looking good. Yeah,
and so
I was like, I'm already answering all these questions, I'm just gonna funnel it into that. And so then I started the blog. So I kind of like Ashley said, I initially started with fashion just honestly because I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And
was it easy in?
I also felt very unfulfilled and very surface.
Just doing fashion.
Yeah, I just don't like it. And no judgment to the people that do that because I know how hard it is and how much work it is. But I just felt fake.
Right.
And I was like, this isn't what This isn't what I'm trying to accomplish. And so I was like, I want to start incorporating recipes and stuff with my kids and like my life, because my life isn't fashion. Like, I love it, but the truth is, like I said, I wear yoga pants most of the time.
Right.
So, like, I don't even get to dress up that much.
Right.
And so I just slowly started adding in.
You wanted to be more authentic to who you are.
Yeah. And my name is Wifestyles. That's the whole point. It's like Lifestyles. Get it? Like, but Wifestyles. Like,
Lifestyles.
Yeah. Haha. So I'm like, it's my life.
Right.
So my life isn't fashion. So, yeah,
it's a piece of it, but it's not.
It is. Exactly.
Right.
And so, like, but people tell you, like, oh, you have to pick a niche. No, you don't actually. Like, mine's lifestyle, which is everything that embodies me. And it, you just have to have a healthy balance of it. No, you can't do straight fashion and then all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm just going to start doing, you know, home decor or whatever. You have to, like, slowly start filtering it in. And then you have to make it, like, well-rounded on your blog. And, like, I am very particular now. No, I wasn't in the beginning, but now I'm starting to realize it. Like, looking at my feed and placing things strategically.
You do that, like, yeah, thing where you...
Like, if you look at my feed right now, I have a straight row that's my family and children. I have a straight row that's, like, fashion. Like, I try to make it a healthy blend. And it's, like, Ashley and I were talking about this the other day, but, like, every, you know, six or so picture I do of a home decor or skincare or whatever. So it's not just, like...
So tell me what your posts consist of. Like, what are the posts that you guys... What are the categories?
I think that we're pretty similar in the fact that it's recipes.
Okay,
Because both of us...
Don't mind the child.
No, it's fine.
Hey, it's life. This is life. This is y'all's life.
Yeah.
Recipes.
I do mom life.
What does mom life mean?
Whether it's, like, fashion with the boys or just talking about struggles or kid products or what things I use or whatever it may be, mom life. Fashion, beauty, skincare, that kind of thing. Hair stuff. Home decor and then healthy living. So recipes and just
fitness
things like that. Yeah. Just how to live a healthy lifestyle. Yeah.
Do you post them all equally?
Even the fashion, just
not.
So that it feels, no, not equally.
No.
Is more of your number one topic?
For me, fashion does the best for me, but I was getting really just, it wasn't seeming real to just talk about an outfit all the time. It wasn't fulfilling to me.
Right.
It wasn't giving me what I needed out of this. And so, just ignore George. So whenever I do fashion, I try to pair the pictures and a cool photo shoot and fashion ideas that people can go to with a subject matter that is important to me.
Right.
So with something that goes a little deeper, or talking about being competitive and talking about girl friendships, or talking about something with it. So the picture might be perfect on the Instagram, it might look great in fashion, but there's, like, more meat on the bones.
With the caption.
Yeah.
And then that caption goes to the blog.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So it,
like,
gives
that
me, like, a way to still express myself and still have...
As your giant...
I'm trying to maintain my composure right now. I'm like... I wonder if my sister's about to cry.
She is.
Well, Sydney's up there.
Okay.
It's okay?
I might have to go back.
Okay.
And this is mom. Like, this is what is so hard. There's
no,
so much planning.
No, I 100% relate. So.
People don't realize how much work goes into a blog and how much time goes into it. But when there's kids and you stay home with your kids.
Pause.
Yeah.
You have to put it on pause, but you also have to be so, time management is so important. Like, I do all of it during nap time, late at night.
Yeah.
It's just, it's,
I think
it's
anyone
hard,
who is a mom is listening totally relates.
And that's why I love this. And when y'all are like, there might be kids crying, it's like, that is,
yeah,
this is sure what it is. So,
well, it's just, like she said, like, I honestly, I say this to my friends that do not have kids that blog. I'm like, soak it up. Like, because when you have kids, you're not, I mean, you basically, I'm like, you have no reason to not be killing it right now.
Right.
Like, you have no excuse in my mind, because I am not being cocky by saying this, but I'm like, I'm doing all of this and staying at home with my children. And so I only, like, Ashley can do it when they're napping or late at night when they're asleep or the weekends when my husband's in town. So if you don't have kids and you're not killing
it,
you're doing something wrong. Because Ashley and I bust our butts.
And tell me how you grow your followers and how you get these brand deals. And then tell me, like, when can you start charging for posts?
I think now, having the experience, you should start charging. As soon as you have 5,000 organic followers or so, like, to where you have an actual engagement and followers that are trusting you, I think that you should start charging.
What can you charge for?
I personally don't even think that the number matters. I think that as soon as you are a true influencer, meaning people are actually listening to what you're putting up, and when you put something up, people are buying or doing or taking action.
Yeah.
Then that means you can start.
Like you have an actual influence.
Okay. As soon as you have an actual influence. Because the number to me is not nearly as important as the engagement.
How do you know your engagement?
So
just comments and likes.
Comments,
which I mean,
likes. But there's even more to it. DMs, messages. Just whenever you know that you are truly making an impact and having an influence.
Like when you post something and someone messages you specifically about that item. Or, you know, like, it's just not even like the what's your lipstick or what's your like for example, like a lifestyle brand, and they're like, oh, like what I've been trying to eat healthier, like what's a good yogurt, like stuff like that. They're actually wanting your opinion on it, like they think that
you know.
But you are, because you're testing it out, like that's we're basically like reviewers
totally
and
so people,
testers
that's
for people
why being honest is so crucial, right?
Yeah,
because if people can't believe you,
if you want a long-term business, I can't even tell you how many free things, using air quotes, I've turned down because it's not something I would actually authentically purchase myself. Mm-hmm. Every day I turn down free stuff, which for when you first start out is really, really difficult to do.
Because you want all the free stuff.
Because you want all the free stuff. And now I've come to a point where I have to turn down paid gigs because it doesn't align with my brand and it doesn't make sense in the long term. And building off that, the most important thing you can do in this whole space, in this influencer space, is gain trust from your followers. And the way to do that is to just be authentic to yourself every single time you post, every single day, in every way. So just authenticity is king in this whole space. Like, creating good content that's authentic to you is how you do it.
So how do you get brand deals? And then how do you know, just based on your brand, is what brand deals you want? Do you reach out to brands? Do they reach out to you?
I do a healthy blend. I haven't personally been able to reach out to brands as much lately just because things have been hectic, and that actually takes a lot of time.
The pitch is a lot. People don't realize how much the pitch is.
Yeah.
So I do reach out to brands. I go through my daily life and think, what are these products that I use? What are these brands that I'm really liking right now? What are the, even down to the little things like the laundry detergent brand.
Or like the
really
sweetener you put in your coffee.
Yeah, whatever it may be.
Things and you already are authentically
things
using.
Things that I feel passionate about. Like, I really love this product for whatever reason it might be. And then I will pitch a proposal to a brand with a specific campaign detailed out. How I would promote the product, how it would work in their favor and my favor.
Yeah. So you don't just say let's work together. You send them the plan.
Yeah. I send them a campaign plan. And when I send it to them, it's pretty detailed, and it can even include a media kit, which just has a rundown of, you know, past partnerships that you've done,
the services
numbers,
you offer.
The services you offer. And then that's how I start, because that's the most authentic. That's what I'm actually using in my life.
I love that.
And then sometimes there's agencies that work with brands, and they're kind of a middleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically like the blogger's world of applying for jobs.
Right.
You go on there and you apply for these specific campaigns. So
and
let's
you let
say
them
for
know your qualities.
Yes. It's already on there.
Or
so like
you can align with somebody that they think. So I will get emails from a brand or from an agency, and you can kind of align with ones that you work. So if there is someone that reaches out and I hadn't heard of them, but it's a way to find a new brand, but I truly like it.
Yeah.
It's a good match.
Like it's something you think you would use.
Yeah.
Yes.
So would you tell your followers, I haven't used this, but I've loved it for a long time.
I would never post about it until I actually tried it.
Okay.
So I would, and if I truly didn't like it when they sent it, I've sent stuff back before and said, this, like one time I really liked this necklace, but the second that I pulled it out of the bag, it literally broke in my hand. The first second, it was just not a good quality. Just didn't feel right, so I just sent it back and said, I just don't think this is going to work, because I didn't want to promote that
to your followers.
And then have people message you and be like, that broke.
And then, right, and then the quality not be there. So I always try it before I post it.
Okay.
Because we are kind of like reviewers.
Yeah. So I'm really, really active on Insta stories. That's like my main thing. So
and
I try to be
great
like,
place to try
I think
out.
It's, yeah. And so like, I will show them the whole process. So
yeah.
I will be like, hey, I haven't tried this, but I'm trying it now.
Right.
I'm going to show you guys like my, because I told you I just started the supplement company or supplement thing last weekend. So like right now I'm kind of going through the process with my followers because I can't personally recommend it right this moment, but I can tell you how I'm feeling on day four and day five.
Yes.
And then after, you know, a couple weeks or however long it takes to see like the full results, then I can be like, okay, and this is my point right now. You know, so I think it's good to just bring them along with it. And it feels more authentic and genuine because they're actually witnessing it. And they, I mean, and they feel like they're a part of your life and they are a part of my life.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
It's crazy because I feel weird. Like really weirdly connected to my followers.
Well, it's all about like, relationships in the end. When you're building these
I talk
trust,
to them. Like we message like,
it's all about building relationships.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why they trust you. That's why this whole influencer space is such a great way of marketing, and it's really where the future is going. Like this year, it was a $5 billion industry.
Wow.
It's supposed to turn into a $10 billion industry in the next 5 years. So this is going nowhere. It's a medium that's just more organic. It's authentic.
Yeah. It's a new wave of marketing and advertising.
It's better to do this than magazines or
Print dinosaur.
I mean, in touching on what she said, like the thing is that like literally anyone could do that. Even if you're not making like a really good amount of money and you're not like a top influencer, you can still do it because like you're still asking your friend like what skincare do you recommend or like, hey, my face is breaking out. What should I do for this? You know what I mean? And like just making that suggestion, like you're being an influencer. So like you might as well, I mean, you can write about it if you, like I enjoy writing. So like, just talk about it or just talk about it on like, I have friends that aren't like full on influencers. Like that's what they do, but like they touch on it and like, they'll go on there and talk about whatever product they're using at the time, like the essential oils or the Whole 30, like stuff like that. And they're still educating people. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
So now there is so many though. This brings up
George is like, I agree, Mom. There's a lot.
Now it is becoming saturated, but every field is saturated. I mean, there's a lot of models in New York. There's a lot of actors in LA. Everything is saturated. There's always room for something. There's always room for greatness, though, no matter how saturated it is. With that being said, though, you have to set yourself apart. Like, for me, a pretty Instagram feed is not enough anymore. People love the Insta story where they can really see into your life and see your personality. It just takes a little bit more. So the pretty Instagram feed is great.
Because it used to be we had a pretty Instagram feed. That
that's how it started.
But now with Insta stories, people want to see. That's the
pretty. Video is even
Insta story,
more.
I feel like, is honest to God, the best thing that they have ever done.
To show your personality.
That has skyrocketed my engagement and my, I mean, technically my following. I feel like that's like, I prefer Insta story. And I have started to pitch that to brands because I'm like, that's actually authentic to me because it takes
you're
a...
You're not trying to make it filtered or anything like that. You're just throwing
it
out
there. But
it takes
a consumer at least 3 times to see a product before they usually bite the bullet and make a decision on it. Like, I can post about it on my Instagram feed and it's beautiful and it's there, but like, it might put it in their mind, but then like, if they see it on Ashley's feed and they see it on this person's feed, it might take them like 3 times to actually make the purchase.
Right.
If they
like
see you using it in your daily life and you're constantly talking about it, that's more making that sale for that consumer than just posting one picture
and
about
it. The Instagram feed, at least for me, is more of an artistic outlet.
I agree.
So the Instagram feed is artistic. It's carefully curated. It's got a cohesive look to it. It's about the editing and the photography. And that's fun for me because it's an artistic space. And it's supposed to be that. And then this Insta story and the video and even, you know, YouTube vloggers and all those things, that's where it gets deeper and shows your personality. And shows, like you were saying, the product in more detail. So you might have a pretty picture of the product that kind of spikes their interest.
Well, they can use that kind of for an ad as well.
Right,
like, that's more
pretty,
their ad.
Like a more of a typical
you're creating
ad.
An ad
for
like
them. Yeah, like a typical ad. Like no different than a picture in a magazine.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But then what penetrates even deeper is the video where you're explaining it or where you're opening it. You can go from the whole, like she was saying, the whole process. Opening it out
like,
of the package.
Yes, girl.
Trying it.
On your Insta stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a
and
great
also
space.
You can save those Insta stories now, too.
Yeah, you can put them on your...
And you can organize them by what they are.
The
so they don't have to go away.
Yes.
So that's also great now that you don't have to...
Brands are also
brands
starting to
that,
catch on to that. And, like, that's part of a lot of my deals now. Like, is...
Make it permanent Insta
stories. No, or just talking about
talking
it on Insta stories,
it.
Too.
Yeah.
It's not even just on my feed anymore. And, you know, and it's, I feel like catch 22 about this, but like, I feel like not as many people are doing like actual blog posts.
They're now doing. Chelsea's here, the photographer. We got the whole party happening.
But like they.
The
companies aren't
so
wanting
so
actual
gross.
Blog posts I mean, as much anymore.
So gross, we can't have side conversations. Sorry.
You're good. Okay. But like a lot of companies I've realized aren't wanting as many blog posts. They're wanting more directed towards Instagram and then like the Insta stories and video content. Which is fine, but at the same time, I love to write, so yeah. I kind of want the blog post, but that's also given me, and Ashley too, because I've noticed she's doing that,
we're picking all up. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's just like, damn, we got it.
No, you're good. It's giving us more of an opportunity to like really write, if that makes sense, because now I can write actual articles that I'm wanting to, that I've been wanting to write, but I haven't had time because I'm like doing all this stuff, and now I'm getting paid pretty well to just do like Instagram photos, which are a lot easier to me,
totally.
But it's still creating content for that brand that's helping them, but I'm not having to like put all of my resources into a blog post,
right?
And I can funnel more like my creativity and my writing for the blog post, or I can have more time to do YouTube videos, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, totally.
So, but you're still creating like beautiful content for them on your Instagram feed, which is essentially what they want. And now with the Insta stories, they have that background of it to where before you would have to write like a blog post for them to have the background.
I think the magic happens for brands and an influencer whenever there's a couple things done first. Whenever they let their expectations be known in writing, because it's still like the Wild West in this whole space. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. There's no Actors Guild where there's a skilled pay and there's no, it's very Wild West. And so it's kind of figuring it out. But there's a couple things that I've learned the hard way that make everybody happy in the long run.
Okay.
And it's putting the expectations up from the get-go. So when a brand really knows what they want, when she was saying, sometimes they want an Insta story, sometimes they want like a review like that, sometimes they just want a pretty picture that they can use for their own marketing needs and also siphon your audience. Whatever they may want, putting those expectations in writing from the beginning of the process.
I love that.
Then, and in writing is important because
you can always reference it.
You can reference it, and it's important to have contracts now
because
you really don't want to get yourself in a bad situation. So just laying it out in a very simple contract, laying all the expectations out. Then letting the brand who's paying you or who's giving you the product or whatever it may be, letting them have some creative guidance. So I've even been telling them lately, send me a mood board, send me a picture of something that you really like, tell me where the campaign's going, let me know the hashtags, what's the feel of the campaign, really letting them have that guidance, I call it.
Yes.
And then giving up, and then when a brand gets too guided and too has too much control, it doesn't work because
they're essentially paying you as the creative,
it's
not authentic to you.
It's authentic, yeah.
So guidance, but not control.
Guidance, but not control. So setting up the expectations, then the brand having guidance, but not control, then the creative having creative control to do what they take that
to mean,
and what fits their life and is authentic with their life.
Love that.
Resonates with their audience because they know their audience, and obviously the brand wants to tap into that audience because it's the same demographic of them or whatever it may be. So giving them that control and then executing it correctly. So executing the picture, having a great photography, having all the correct hashtags, having a great captivating caption, whatever it may be, executing that all the way through. And then on top of that, so everything being laid out, expectations, deciding who's, you know, all the design control, then I already forgot the last one.
No, creative caption. This is great. It's creative caption and executing it
And then on top of that, after it's all executed, keeping a long-term relationship going with them, because
one-off campaigns
do not do as well because it doesn't come across as authentic.
Something
and real.
Like you guys were saying earlier, this is your real life. You really use this, want to keep that relationship.
So keeping a relationship with brands where you're doing a campaign every spring and fall, or whatever it may be,
or you're just working with them again. Yeah,
not just one-offs. That like. Really, that's where the magic happens.
Because this is, I love that you guys are writing this down. It is real. Like,
it
y'all
real.
Want this to be real. You're promoting stuff, you're selling stuff, but only stuff you believe
in. And not everyone does.
Not everyone's like that,
we
but
do.
I don't think there's a long-term business
It's just a quick paycheck for them, you know?
And for you guys, this is your life. This is your brand. Okay, so we got to wrap up.
Yep.
Tell me a piece of advice that you would tell a blogger wanting to get started. What would you tell them?
Knock it out, Ash.
Go ahead.
What's the best piece of advice you can tell a new person wanting to get involved?
Do your research and don't take the easy way out.
So what does not taking the easy way out mean?
Buying followers.
Don't buy followers.
Doing multiple international giveaways, buying likes, comments.
It's just not real.
And try to grow yourself organically in the beginning also. Mm-hmm. Just because like that's your strong point because
that's who you are.
Yeah, you're figuring everything out and
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to talk more because I feel like I'm calling
people. It's a slow process. That's what people have to realize. It's a lot of work. It's not just putting a pretty picture up, it's a lot of work. It's branding, it's marketing, it's SEO optimization, it's figuring out the Instagram algorithms constantly changing and how to manipulate them.
How do you figure those out?
It's just trial and error. And the only way to combat all these algorithm changes is being authentic and creating content that is high quality and that answers a question of what people are needing.
Yes.
And so just really knowing that it's going to take a long time.
And it does.
Not taking the easy way out. And just always creating the highest quality content you can.
And authentic.
I mean, Ash and I have been doing this for like 2 years, two years plus, mm-hmm. like around the same time. So like I feel like we are seasoned in the fact that we've done a lot of trial and error.
Yep.
And it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Like people can ask us for advice right now, but like it took a full year before I even made money, period.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
And then it took another 6 months before I was making an actual income.
Yep.
And essentially it is your life. So everyone's brand is so different because everyone's life is so unique to them and everyone's brand is unique to them. So there's no cookie cutter way to do this. There's no business plan laid out to do this. Everyone's is different. It is trial and error. There are some things that you can do to push the mistakes down and mm-hmm. not have as many mistakes, but it is trial and error and it is hard work. That's a lot of work.
Just don't expect it to be easy. Don't go in it thinking that it's just like an easy job and you're going to be like a big sensation.
I think that the mistake lies in that people think it's just taking pretty pictures and getting free stuff, and that's the farthest from the truth. There's so much thought, marketing,
well,
PR,
furthermore,
research.
Free stuff doesn't pay your bills. So, like, at first, that's great, too. And I'm not going to lie. I did a lot of free stuff in the beginning.
Right.
But, like,
and you have to pay taxes.
You have to pay taxes on that stuff. So,
it's actually not free.
And you're having to probably pay for a photographer. Like, I know a lot of people have their husbands or friends do that. But you're still spending your time to create that content. Mm-hmm. So, make sure it's worth it.
Right.
Don't just, I made that mistake. I'm saying that. So like, I would just take things in the beginning and now I don't even take them. I'm like, no, I don't need, it's just sitting in my house. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't.
But also, as a community, the bloggers community is really, kind of joined forces and joined together to say, we're not doing this for free anymore because we are valuable.
Yeah.
Right.
We do have influence. We have an overhead. We have photography. We have our time and our time is worth something.
Totally.
This is worth something. So if everybody just starts taking it for free, then it loses its value.
It loses its value.
When everyone pushes together and says, we're all going to charge a fair amount, an amount that compensates us for our time, our creative direction, our photography, our overhead. And when everybody pushes together and does that, eventually the space will change. And brands are realizing that this is the way to go and that it's worth the value.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up.
Leave real light. We're done.
I do all my interviews leave real light. So leave inspiration, how you want to inspire people, how you want your life to inspire people, what you've learned that's inspiration you want to share with people. It doesn't have to necessarily be about blogging. Just how do you want to inspire people that are following you?
And this is the goal of my blog. I want to inspire other women by showing them that A, they're not alone. And because I feel like that's the main thing. People feel so stressed out every day, especially moms. And I get off topic. Sorry. That's like the number one thing I'm sure Ashley gets too. But like just people being like, thank you for being real. Thank you for being real. Thank you for showing like the real sides of motherhood, the real sides of life. And so I just want people to know that they're not alone. And
it's hard.
Life's hard, but you can do it.
You can do it. I love that.
Okay, so this is what we share. We have this bond over positive thinking, manifesting your dreams.
Love it.
And I think that if I had to leave my light, it would be that it is not easy to think that way and to be that way, but every single day you wake up and you choose to get it all done. You choose to be happy. You choose to think in a positive way. You choose to encourage other women instead of being competitive. It's a choice. It's a hard choice, and it takes a lot of work. You choose to have a baby on each hip and still work and
just
do all these
fine.
Things. And you just have to choose to put yourself in a positive mindset and put yourself where it's all going to get done and give yourself grace when it does it. And that's it.
I love that. I love you, ladies. Y'all are good.
You.
Okay, so we got Bose and Ashley.
Bose and Ashley.
B-E-A-U-S-A-N-D-A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Yes.
And we got Nashville Wife Styles. Nashville Wife Styles, not Wife Styles.
Yes.
The Ashleys.
The
I love
Ashleys.
You, girls.
Thank you so much for having us. Freaking precious was that interview. Not only are they so smart, so beautiful, so talented, they are real. I love that there was so much going on. I just want you guys to know that being an influencer, talking to all these girls, getting to be a part of this group with these girls, it is a lot of hard work. It's not just, oh, I want to have a pretty blog. No, there is so much that goes into it. So I'm so thankful they shared that with me. Next week, you guys, I have two of my favorite twins ever, Megan and Liz. They have already joined me once on my podcast, and they're joining me again. Liz just got engaged, and we're just going to talk about everything. It's going to be awesome. So y'all tune in next week for my influencer series, part 3.